And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state. Beautiful, beautiful state. This one, Alabama. I'm talking about this show sends its signal like way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, well, this is like my favorite time of the week. It is. My favorite time on the radio every single week. We do this thing called Boomer and McQueen, because Boomer and McQueen are two people who are in the background a lot, helping what we do at Right Side really work. And they are amazing at what they do, but they also have opinions. McQueen had an issue today and could not be with us. And so on short notice, we are pleased to bring on one of our frequent flyers, Lee from Huntsville. So without further ado, let's kick off the segment. Hit it, Boomer. All right. We are now rung in by the whoop-whoops. Hey, Lee, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Hope McQueen heals up fast.
We hope so, too. That's
Yes.
Although it would have been funny to have her in here with Novocaine in her mouth.
Oh, Novocaine and probably a little some whoopee pills.
just drooling on the microphone as she...
She may not know what she would have said.
So. Yes, ain't no telling. We had a great time. All right. Here's my first question for you guys. You know the deal. I ask y'all questions. Just get your opinions unvarnished. So question number one. There's been a lot of talk out there about all of a sudden there's a resurgence of COVID. COVID's everywhere. COVID, more COVID. White House got COVID. And there's even talk about mask mandates again. And there are stories of certain schools and certain local governments that are already instituting mask mandates. My question is, are you going there? If a mask mandate comes out again in Alabama, are you going there? And I'll start with Boomer. How about you?
Oh, absolutely not. I didn't do it the first time. So I would not go with it right now. And when I heard that there were certain schools entertaining the idea or actually implementing the idea to start masking up again, I guess it started in Georgia or maybe somewhere else, but I was like, there's no way. And why in the world would some of these parents and even administrators even want to start doing this again? One, in the schools, you could already see, I'm passionate about this, by the way. So one, in the schools, you could already see with the mask mandates and the ones when they had to go remote, it hurt the children in the educational realm.
Yeah.
And even with having the mask on in the classroom, how much of learning for a lot of people are watching somebody talk or watching their facial expressions or seeing somebody smile when you're supposed to be, when you know that, you know, that impacts so much of our culture and our, the growing up process.
Yeah.
You know, even for a child and for an adult, you know, to see that and interact with somebody and interact with a mask, absolutely not. I quit my job, one of my jobs up in Nashville because of the mask, and I know we won't do it here, but I would do it again in a heartbeat.
There are no masks in this studio. You are safe, my brother. All right. I mean, that was like an epic rant, but what about you, Lee? Do you agree, disagree? Where are you at with it?
Oh, 100% will never, ever wear a mask again unless literally bubonic plague that they prove a mask will stop, which they can't. So, no, I will never wear a mask again. A mask is about control.
Yes.
And pledging allegiance to daddy government. I'm never doing that. It's government overreach. I'm not ever going to allow them to control me like that again. That's never going to happen.
All right, I'm shocked at the two of you. These are CDC guidelines. I mean, this is important stuff.
It's the science.
It starts with the one thing, and then leads to another, and then leads to another, and they're overstepping their bounds.
It's a bunch of sheeple.
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 Look at Fauci. Look at what Fauci did trying to pretend that the masks. Well, he was like, well, okay, so the studies say they don't work. But on an individual level, you just want to reach through the TV and just slap the crap out of him. You're like, shut up, you little troll. How can you sit here and try and lie and manipulate? What a turd.
I have literally pushed a button on both of y'all.
Yes.
This is awesome.
Honestly, and I know if McQueen was here, she'd still be talking about it. I'm surprised she hasn't even called in already. Because
even with Novocaine.
Even with Novocaine.
Oh, my better goodness. With Novocaine.
Yeah, probably.
You're right.
I bet her dentist wore a mask today.
Oh, I bet he did. But I get it. I get the dentist. You don't want anything splashing up on you.
Well, I look at the White House, how laughable it was. I had this earlier in the show, Lee. I'm not sure you heard it or not, but the Biden administration's excuse for why he walked out on the Medal of Honor ceremony was, well, they were concerned it was intentional. They were concerned that he didn't want to expose too many people in the room. He just breathed on the octogenarian whose medal he hung around his neck, as if he was only going to be contagious in the last half of the ceremony.
And no one bothers to mention that when cringe, Jean-Pierre, as I call her, sits there and makes these ludicrous statements. No one just goes, really? He just breathed on the elderly guy, but hey, come on. He was walking through the aisles like he didn't know where the heck he was, like he does half the time. We all know he's senile, and he's walking around. I had a senile uncle. That's the look they have on their face.
Yes.
It's like, where am I? Where am I supposed to go? What am I doing? And he walked off like before they even said the prayer. And the poor octogenarian, who looked like he had all his faculties, is just standing there like, well,
by himself.
Here I am.
Yeah.
And honestly, on the mask thing again, on the double standard of, hey, you have to wear your mask everywhere you go, but when you're eating, you can take it off.
Yes.
And I promise you, you're not gonna expose anybody to anything while you're eating, but put it right back on again.
And then
Come on, guys.
It happened on airplane flights all the time.
Exactly. Let me eat my peanuts and then lift up my mask again.
No, there's no peanuts because of peanut allergies.
Oh, right. Sorry, pretzels now. Pretzels. Yeah, can't do
all right.
that.
All right. Okay, everybody catch your breath. All right. It's good. We're going to have Xanax in the studio now. All right, so next question. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals just this week ruled against the state of Alabama. Bam. Got to go back and redraw the lines, except they're not going to let us do it. They're going to draw it for us. And so the congressional district lines for our 7 congresspeople is about to get redrawn for the umpteenth time by someone else. But then yesterday or the day before, Congresswoman Terry Sewell, our only Democrat, I think she said the inside words outside. She said, you know, and really the next thing we might look at is the Jefferson County Commission's district lines. And I thought, oh, now we're seeing something. So my question to you guys is, was it ever really just about the congressional lines, or was it about establishing something that gave them room to go after all kinds of stuff everywhere? So I'll go with you first this time, Lee.
Yes, absolutely. It's about government control and power. And if they can figure out a way to manipulate us where they can choose for us without even voting. It's like these are people who are choosing our state boundaries. They're not people, well, I don't know, but if they're people who live here. But, you know, it's other people choosing this for us. It's manipulation in the state of Alabama. Same with the county commission. They're looking at ways to put, A, Democrats in office, be it, you know, representatives, you know, any way they can. They're going to find ways to help the Democrats get in office. But it's much more of a deep dive into how they can manipulate on each state level in as many areas as possible. It's all about government overreach. They want to control your life, and they're just like, it's like they're ratcheting it down inch by inch.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I completely agree with that. I see it on that standpoint of, hey, we're gonna let everyone vote on these lines and everything, but then really in the back room over here, we're going to go on and do it ourselves. And then we got some underlying things that we want to take care of over here as well. So we're going to make it look like we are allowing everybody to have a say in it, but what we really want to do is this.
Yeah, and I think they also know that what they're going to get is they're going to get the never-ending stream of legal challenges based on race for every other type of race that they can ever draw a line on. So they're going to go after the county commission's districts.
Wow.
They're going to go to Texas. They're going to go to Louisiana. They're going to go to Georgia. Every state in the nation is going to wind up having to deal with what just happened to the state of Alabama. And it's not going to stop with just your congressional lines. It's going to stop with nothing.
Right. And I actually had a question
right
about that. And what my question was to you with that in mind is, when this person or whoever is redrawing these lines, does anybody get to vote on those, or is it
no,
just like da-da-da-da, here we go?
It's going to be handed to us.
So
yeah.
where's our vote? Or
Your vote was taken away by the court. Your vote was taken away by the court. You voted for the legislature to go and do their job in Montgomery. The legislature did what they believed their job was. The legislature got smacked around by the court. The court now says, we'll take it from here, legislature. We'll do it for you because we don't like the way you did it. So now they claim it's because of violation of federal law, but the reality is we're going to wind up seeing this thing appealed up. I guarantee it's going to be the Attorney General's already appealing this thing now.
So when it's appealed, and then they get their, you know, when everything is done and appealed, and then they start doing the congressional lines in counties like Jefferson County. So, yeah. Will they follow the same order? Is that how it would go?
Oh, I can't help but wonder. But what's going to wind up happening? And Lee, chime in here if you want to. But what's going to wind up happening is other races, like say county commission in Jefferson County, they're going to wind up. Someone's going to challenge it on the basis of the precedent that was established in this case.
Got it.
And they're going to wind up saying, we need to redraw those lines too. And then they're going to. It's gonna never end.
And exactly what Lee was talking about. It's all about the power.
Yeah.
And who can control what?
Yeah. Any final thoughts on that one, Lee?
Look at Jefferson County, and now imagine it worse. My God.
You know, I'll be honest with you. When I was in the legislature, whenever local bills came up, and we have a lot of local bills for, you know, certain localities around the state have their own localized bills they got to bring to Montgomery. Every time something had Jefferson County attached to it, we all went, oh, crap. Never knew what was coming. All right, you guys, good first round. That's the one where they get asked questions by me, and then we flip the script. Coming up next. They get to ask me any question, and I have to wait with bated breath to see what it is. All right, you guys, we're here with Boomer and Lee from Huntsville. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Making common sense a superpower. All right. We're in the second round of what we usually call Boomer and McQueen. Today, it's Boomer and Lee from Huntsville. And this is the part where we flip the script, and I sit back, and they just ask me whatever questions on their mind. So in this case, I'll start with Lee first. Lee, what's your question for me? I'm in fear and trembling, waiting to see.
Well, I'm going to kind of follow up on your governance question, Dipper, like the first one.
All right.
Because I've always had a concern about how Nana Ivey ran the state during COVID. I felt as if she was too cautious and kind of blamed those in the state who did not want to get the vaccine, the unproven shot, you know, that no one knows what the still don't know what the possible side effects are.
Yeah.
And I felt as if she operated from a place of fear when it came to governing our state. And I think it has a lot to do with her age because, you know, my parents were a lot more afraid of it than we were. And I just wonder if what you think about how operating from a state of fear like that when you're 75 or I think she's closer to 80 and how that affects, you know, who you govern.
Well, first of all, I guess if I hear your question correctly, the question is, does something about the age induce the level of fear that someone might experience? Maybe, but I'll say this. I mean, if you look back at the exact same time frame, you had President Trump, who is equivalent in age, I believe, to Governor Ivey, who got COVID himself, got treated with the things that people were saying he was not allowed to be treated with, like ivermectin and all that, and he was dancing on stage at a rally like a week and a half later, and it was crazy. I mean, you're like, wow. That, to me, was someone who was exhibiting to the world, hey, this thing is sort of scary, but it is really beatable, and y'all stay with me. We can get this done. I saw that. When I saw that, I thought, that is a moment of leadership. That's a guy who captured the moment and recognized that, you know what, you can't walk in fear because people look to see what the leader will do, and it means something. And there's a lot to be said. There's an old phrase that I picked up from a Bible study that I did years ago, as goes the king, so goes the country, and it was referring to King David. As goes the king, so goes the country. Well, the same is true for the leadership of like a president or a governor. As goes that leadership, sometimes so goes the rest of the country. They look to see what happens. And so You know, sometimes when you don't have the answers and you recognize it's scary, you get out front anyway and you tell folks, listen, we're going to get through this together. That's my whole monologue today was actually on this. And you got to have a bit of what I call a God-fearing gunslinger mentality and be willing to face it down. And then, you know what, deal with some of the consequences as you go, but don't let people see you run scared, because all that does is create fear among the masses. Does that answer your question?
It does, and I agree. Maybe it was just her in particular, but I still don't like the way she governed during that time period.
No, I think she lost. I mean, she had the kind of crazy job of coming in halfway through the Bentley administration's second term, and all she had to do was not be Bentley at that point. And I was in Montgomery during that time frame, and she knew it. All she had to do was walk across the street and not be Robert Bentley and do what she called riding the ship of state, and no one would question. All she had to do was not be him, and it was going to be a good second term, or you know, first 2 years for her, second into the first term of, or second term of Bentley. But where she lost out was when the crisis hit, and she was extremely popular going into that moment, but she wound up being kind of extremely meh. You know, at that point, and it just she had the capacity to do so much more, and she didn't. So, and then right next door we had DeSantis just kicking it, and it was kind of hard to watch our neighbor do things that our governor would go, yeah, but you know, meh, and that's kind of the way it was.
Even now with Mississippi making those statements,
oh yeah,
you know, the governor there, and she's still kind of meh. I mean, she needs to either, you know, get out front and do some of this stuff, or I mean, we've got 2 more years.
We'd have 2 more years. We'll see if we have 2 more years. But yes, I agree. let me jump over here to what kind of question you got for me, Boom Shakalaka.
All right. Let's see here. I'm gonna go. It'll be a quick question because we don't have too much longer. But all right. All this Hunter Biden stuff.
Hunter Biden.
Oh, Hunter Biden. Then the
you have a
expected
short question about Hunter Biden.
Oh yeah. Expected indictment.
Yes.
Do you think that'll actually happen? And are they using all of Hunter's stuff right now, even though we fully know that he is, it's all true? Are they using it to take away the spotlight off of President Biden?
I don't know that they're taking the spotlight off, because I think every time Hunter's name comes up, people automatically refer to Joe. So I don't know that he's getting any breaks by Hunter being in court. In fact, what they were trying to do was get Hunter the free pass so they could quit talking about it and Biden wouldn't have to worry about it. Right now, what we're hearing on the side is that the Biden family is kind of going into crisis mode because they recognize that this has gotten out of hand and that they can't possibly tamp all of it down. They're trying, but they can't possibly tamp all of it down. So do I believe he's going to be indicted? I think the odds are yes. Do I believe that he's going to be convicted? I don't know for a fact. Do I think this lightens the load for President Biden? Nope, I don't at all. And I think it makes his life more difficult. And I think there's a whole lot of buyer's remorse right now on the part of some senior Democrats who are recognizing that not only do we have the infirmity of Biden himself, they're thinking, Lord God, we just bought Hunter Biden. And that's part of the package. I mean, if the guy was shuffled off to the dark reaches of, you know, a mountain cabin in Wyoming, okay. No, dude's living in the White House and they just found cocaine. So you got to look at it and go, they're doing themselves no favors.
Zero.
I mean, make the boy stay at Rehoboth Beach House for a while or something. But no, they're keeping him right there. He's in the cameras with Biden every day.
You would think that they would move him somewhere else.
Yeah.
You would think.
Tuck him away somewhere.
But then again, Biden walks off stage.
Well, there's that.
just stay here, buddy.
That's just, we'll see. I guess we're about out of time, aren't we?
We are out of time.
Lee from Huntsville, we love you. Thank you so much for making time for us today.
Thank you, Lee.
I have enjoyed it.
As always. All right. Listen, we didn't even get the stupidest story of the week because the questions were so good. And you had the most awful stupid story of the week.
It was a gross stupid story, yes.
We may have to tell it anyway. Okay. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. right side ruffians out there,